Joining us now, Lisa Berkwin, family nurse practitioner and pain management specialist at Midwest Medical Center. She sees patients in both their Elizabeth and Galena clinics. So, Lisa, thank you for joining us. Lisa Berkwin, good morning. How
Absolutely.
Are things with you?
Good morning. Nice. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. A breezy day today. Hold on to your hat, but I guess we've had some beautiful summer weather, and I guess fall's going to show up a little bit now for sure.
Yes, we've been lucky to have really good football weather this year.
Oh, so. We certainly have, yeah, especially when you're in the stands. Well, Lisa, yes. Tell us a little bit about how long you've been at Midwest Medical Center, and tell us about what you do there, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. I have been at Midwest Medical Center for almost 2 years now. I am a nurse practitioner in their family practice clinic and in their specialty clinic. Family practice, I see patients in Elizabeth and Galena. And then in their specialty clinic, I work with Dr. Anish Patel in pain management. I've been a nurse practitioner for almost 8 years and a nurse for 25.
Wow. And you enjoy it at Midwest Medical Center?
Oh, absolutely.
Wonderful. Now, you specialize in pain management, Lisa, at Midwest Medical Center. What types of service do you provide in that area, and what conditions do you treat?
Oh, that's a really good question, because a lot of people ask me, what exactly does pain management do? We treat chronic pain from a lot of chronic conditions, such as arthritis, a lot of the immune diseases that can cause chronic joint pain, degenerative joint pain, osteoporosis that causes fractures, compression fractures. So a lot of those diseases that kind of come with us as we age. So seeing a lot of chronic pain helps people to understand how their body works. You know, we go over body mechanics, the importance of movement, how your muscles, your bones, and your tendons all kind of work together. And then Dr. Patel and I focus on how we can improve that mobility so that we can keep our body and your body in motion.
How does the pain management department collaborate with other providers at Midwest Medical Center?
Well, if you think about the way that the bones work and how pain in itself works, the bones, the nerves, and the tendons are all connected. So when there's inflammation in a certain part of the bone, such as the hip joint or the knee joint, Dr. Dahman will actually send us patients who are a little bit more complicated, where, you know, simple joint injections are not helping manage their pain. Dr. Patel and I will review that patient's images, use radiology and x-ray to kind of guide where we need to be and really focus on injecting and helping that joint be as mobile as possible. So we work a lot with orthopedics. We work with Dr. Malik, our rheumatologist, who manages a lot of those diseases that cause chronic pain, like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, a lot of the degenerative or inflammatory arthritises. We use medications, physical therapy to help the patient really see the total picture of how we can get and keep their body in motion.
Do you also work with folks that maybe have been in a car accident or maybe fell out of a tree or something like that, and management pain that way also?
Absolutely. One of the things that we really focus on is helping people to get back to where their baseline was, or as close to it as we can. We know that the body is designed to be in motion, and when you're in pain, you don't move the way that you need to. So helping people gain that movement back through managing their pain and understanding how their body works really helps keep them healthy.
I'm guessing for some people it can be life-changing.
Oh, absolutely. When you think about how pain can limit a person's mobility and how our body innately just helps us guard against pain, it goes against your natural instinct to do something that hurts. And when walking hurts, you become immobile. That affects your weight. That affects your heart. It affects your strength. And it can increase your risk for falls, especially in your aging communities. So helping people stay healthy helps them live a better life.
I can see where pain, one by one, you stop doing things or maybe don't leave the house or don't visit with friends, and it could really affect your social life, too. So keeping people moving and keeping their life rolling, that's wonderful. By the way, we're talking with Lisa Berkwin. She is with family nurse practitioner, pain management specialist with Midwest Medical Center. Our final question, or second to the last, I should say, Midwest Medical Center accepts most insurances as well as Medicaid. So for our listeners that are considering a health facility change or maybe have insurance questions, Lisa, Midwest Medical Center is hosting a free workshop. It's this Thursday, noon at your Galena campus. Tell us a little bit about what's going to go on in that workshop.
Absolutely. So we're going over and helping patients in the area understand the differences in Medicare supplements, how hospital billing actually works. There is a lot of change going on in our healthcare systems at this point in time, and it causes a lot of fear and anxiety. People are very afraid about the bill and how the bill is going to work with their insurance and their supplemental insurance. And so what we're going to offer to our community is working through that system and how that system can affect you, going over the different supplemental programs, looking at Medicare Advantage plans, and how an actual hospital bill works. Like, what happens when you come to the doctor, you create a bill of service, how it goes through your insurance, and then how it ends up with you. And then we're going to go over how those services that are available in the community that can help you stay on top of your hospital bills so that we can really help you feel as comfortable as possible.
Great explanation. Providers at Midwest Medical Center mentioned the Midwest difference. What is that difference, and what does it mean for patients, Lisa?
The difference is time. When you look at a community hospital and you see the people who you're caring for, so I take care of my neighbors. I take care of my neighbors' friends, their parents, their whole family, from the moment you're born until the end of your life. We invest in every single part of that time. And when you invest in that time, you're investing in your community. I raise my kids here. I take my kids to Midwest Medical. So the difference is really time. It's how we invest in ourselves and we invest in you.
People want to get in contact with Midwest. Is there a good phone number or Facebook page or web page they can check out?
So we have a Facebook page, absolutely. If you want to schedule an appointment, you can call the Galena office at 776-7381, or you can come and see me in Elizabeth. I'm here most Tuesdays. That's 815-858-2238.
We've been visiting with Lisa Berkwin, family nurse practitioner and pain management specialist at Midwest Medical Center. A pleasure talking with you. Great information. And don't forget about that workshop. It's coming up this Thursday at noon at the Galena campus. Do they need to sign up for that ahead of time, Lisa?
Nope, not that I can see.
All right, excellent. Great talk with you, Lisa. You take care, all right?
Thanks. Have a great day.
You're very welcome. You too. That's what's going on at Midwest Medical Center.